Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
As U.S. forces preemptively attack 75 targets in Syria to keep them from falling into the hands of extremists. Dive teams searching the waters of Central Park for the murder weapon used to kill the UnitedHealthcare CEO. It's now thought that the suspect may have taken a bus to Atlanta. NYPD now in that city investigating. President-elect Trump today calling for an immediate ceasefire in Russia's war with Ukraine and renewed warnings that he was open to pulling the United States out of NATO. This is ABC News.
Yay.
World Health Organization officials say they're still collecting samples for laboratory testing to determine the cause of an undiagnosed disease in Congo. The impacted area is rural and remote, takes about 48 hours to reach by road. Officials think it may be possible that more than one disease is contributing to the cases and deaths. Malnutrition may also be a contributing factor to the illnesses. A pair of ruby slippers set a new record for entertainment memorabilia Saturday.
One of the pairs of ruby slippers worn by Judy Garland in The Wizard of Oz, this pair stolen from a Minnesota museum and recovered in an FBI sting, has sold at a Dallas auction for $28 million. Online bidding, which opened last month, stood at just over $1.5 million before live bidding began late Saturday afternoon. Heritage Auctions says the previous record for a piece of entertainment memorabilia was $5.5 million for the white dress Marilyn Monroe wore atop a windy subway grate.
That's ABC's Chuck Sievertson. I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News is sponsored by TC Auto Works, dedicated to customer satisfaction, providing both quality work and competitive prices. For tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 32, sun and cloud mix tomorrow, breezy winds, especially in the afternoon, high 47, winds will be west-southwest 8 to 17, and increasing clouds and cooler tomorrow night with a low of 23. Currently in Richland Center, it is partly cloudy outside. The winds are out of the west at 6 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 53 degrees.
TC Auto Works is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. TC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC Auto Works is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Today is Sunday, December 8th. Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Tim Thede. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers says he has selected a new secretary nominee for the Department of Natural Resources, but so far he has not shared that person's name. The position has been vacant for over a year as Governor Evers and state Republicans spar over a number of his nominations. Earlier this year, over half of the Natural Resources Board has also kicked by state Senate. Governor Evers says finding a suitable candidate has been difficult over fears that Republican-controlled state Senate will again vote out his nominee. The Wisconsin State Supreme Court is poised to consider a case involving a conversion therapy ban. Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call filed the lawsuit after the Republican-controlled state legislature blocked a rule that would have banned the controversial practice years ago, arguing that the move violated the state's constitution's separation of powers clause. The state Supreme Court is expected to hear oral arguments on whether the state legislature overstepped their constitutional bounds in the case in mid-January. A recent report by the Center for American Progress found that gun violence is on the decline in Wisconsin this year. According to the report, the state saw nearly 17% fewer gun violence homicides through the first 8 months of 2024 compared to the same time frame in 2023. The city of Milwaukee, in particular, saw a nearly 20% drop in gun violence homicides over that time frame compared to 2023. Some officials credited programs like the Wisconsin Community Safe Fund grants for providing the resources to address gun violence. The state employees who oversaw campaign finance compliance want to triple the size of their team. Until recently, local clerks collected campaign finance documentation from municipal candidates. But the legislature passed a new law requiring the Wisconsin Ethics Commission take over. The commission says to pull that off, they'll need more people and therefore more money. The agency is asking for an additional $5 million over the next 2 years to hire at least a dozen more people and get more office space. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is sharing recycling tips to help residents save money and reduce waste during the holiday season. Along with the gifts at this time of year comes a lot of items like cardboard and batteries, which could cause issues at recycling facilities. Items like holiday light strings, plastic bags, and electronics should not be put in your recycling bin, and cardboard boxes should be fully flattened before going into the bin. Residents should check their local recycling programs if they're not sure about an item. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development's Workers' Compensation Advisory Council will be hosting a public meeting on proposed legislative changes next week. The council will host a public hearing on Tuesday from 3 to 6 in Madison, but residents from other areas of the state will be able to join virtually. The link to join the public meeting virtually can be found on the Department of Workforce Development's website. The advisory council is also accepting public comments on the legislation through January 10th. The final performance of the River Valley Players production of It's a Wonderful Life, a radio play, will be held tonight at the Gard Theater in Spring Green. The radio format play, which is part of the Spring Green Chamber's Country Christmas, is based on Frank Capra's 1947 film classic, It's a Wonderful Life. Tonight's performance will be at 6. General admission is $10 for those attending who are 13 and older, and $5 for children 12 and under for It's a Wonderful Life, a radio play at the Gard Theater in Spring Green. Tickets are available online at rivervalleyplayers.org. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds bear and turkey hunters that applications for the 2025 black bear and spring turkey hunting seasons are due this Tuesday. Hunters can apply for harvest authorizations or purchase preference points towards future drawings through Go Wild or an authorized license agent. Nearly 135,000 people applied for a bear hunting license or preference point for the 2024 season. The drawing for the 2025 black bear harvest authorizations will occur in February. Applicants selected in the drawing are notified by mail shortly after and may purchase their 2025 Class A bear license beginning in March. Applicants may check their status online through their Go Wild customer account. State law requires bear permit applicants to apply at least once during any period of 3 consecutive years to retain their accumulated preference points. Otherwise, all accumulated preference points will be lost. When an applicant is selected in the drawing, their preference points will be reset to 0, even if they do not purchase the harvest permit. Turkey harvest authorizations are issued through a preference-based drawing system. Applicants may choose up to 2 time periods and zone combinations they would like to hunt. As a third choice, applicants may choose one zone in which they will accept a harvest authorization for any period. The second and third choices are optional, but applicants are encouraged to submit additional choices to maximize the likelihood of drawing a harvest authorization. As a reminder, if a hunter desires to obtain a preference point for the future, they should not submit a third choice. The spring harvest authorization drawing takes place in late January. Successful applicants are notified by mail after the drawing results are finalized. Applicants may check their status online through their Go Wild customer account. Those not selected will receive a preference point to increase their chances of drawing a harvest authorization the following spring season. Any harvest authorizations not awarded in the drawing will be available for purchase as bonus harvest authorizations. Bonus harvest authorizations will cost $10 for residents and $15 for non-residents. All turkey hunters must possess a valid spring turkey license and a wild turkey stamp when they acquire their spring turkey harvest authorization. A 2025 spring turkey license is $15 for Wisconsin residents and $60 for non-residents. The 2024 wild turkey stamp is $5.25. As the holiday season approaches, many people are transforming their homes with seasonal sparkle and Yuletide joy. While these decorations are merry and bright, Ready Wisconsin is encouraging everyone to keep safety in mind while decorating for the holidays. Holiday lights and candles can brighten homes, but that glow can quickly turn into a disaster. Fire departments across the country responded to an average of 835 home fires that began with decorations, and an average of 155 fires started with holiday trees, according to the National Fire Protection Association. Keep holiday decorating safe with these helpful tips. Water your live holiday tree regularly and look for the fire-resistant label when buying an artificial tree. Place trees at least 3 feet away from heat sources, such as a heater or fireplace. Never leave candles unattended. Keep burning candles in sight, away from anything flammable. Extinguish candles before leaving the room. Use flameless candles whenever possible. Never string together more than 3 sets of incandescent lights and never overload electrical outlets. Replace any string of lights with worn or broken cords or loose bulb connections. Read manufacturer's instructions for number of light strands to connect. Follow manufacturer's instructions for using lights, including indoor and outdoor usage. Use clips, not nails, to hang lights so the cords do not get damaged. Be sure to turn off all lights on trees and other decorations when going to bed or leaving the house. Unplug extension cords when they are not in use. Unexpected injuries could also occur while decking your home with some holiday magic. According to the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, there are about 160 holiday decorating-related injuries each day during the holiday season, with nearly half of the injuries involving falls. In last year's holiday season, about 14,900 people were treated in emergency rooms across the country due to holiday decorating-related injuries. To prevent holiday decorating injuries, choose a sturdy ladder with the correct height and weight limit. Wear shoes that allow for good traction. Do not stand on chairs or tables when decorating. Clear pathways of trip hazards such as clutter, power cords, and extra furniture. And fix uneven walkways and step inside and outside the home to help prevent falls. The holidays also means gathering with family and friends. If you're hosting a holiday party, stay fire safe, by keeping the kitchen free of distraction. Clear decorations away from around the stove and oven, and always have a fire extinguisher available nearby. Test your smoke alarms to make sure they are working properly, and replace any batteries if you have not done so recently. Smoke alarms should be located on every level of your home and be tested monthly. Create an escape plan with your family and practice it so everyone knows 2 ways to get out of the house in the event of a fire. For additional holiday safety tips this season, visit readywisconsin.wi.gov. Today's winner in the Ithaca Music Boosters calendar raffle is Jason Dobbs. WRCO News Time is 5:14. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Prices are crazy. Everything costs more. Except one thing, diamonds. Diamonds are the one thing that have come down in the world when everything else is going up. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and guys, I've got more diamonds in the showcases than you would expect in a small town jewelry store. Necklaces, rings, earrings, anniversary rings, and probably some other stuff. My staff and I are here until Christmas Eve to help you stuff that stocking better than ever this year. Natural diamonds, lab diamonds, big diamonds, little diamonds, new diamonds, estate diamonds. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, filled with affordable diamonds.
Today is Sunday, December 8th. Marjorie Marge Sherwin, 75, of Richland Center, died November 30th at a Grace Hospice Care in Fitchburg. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel tomorrow from 11 until 2. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Marjorie Marge Sherwin, 75, of Richland Center. Jerome Edward Jerry Lindscheid, 87, of Richland Center, died November 26th. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet. Burial with military rites will follow in St. John's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at St. John's Gym in Muscadet Wednesday from 9:30 until the time of the Mass at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Jerome Edward Jerry Lindscheid, 87, of Richland Center. Kenneth H. Ken Pardoon, 95, of Richland Center, died Tuesday at Pine Valley Community Village. A graveside service with the local military honors unit will be held Saturday at 10 at the Button Cemetery in Gotham. Memorials can be made to a charity of your choice. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home assisted with the arrangements. Kenneth H. Ken Pardoon, 95, of Richland Center. Ronald G. Klang, 68, of Casanova, died Wednesday at home due to long-term complications from an ATV accident in 2016. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, December 15th, from 1 to 3 at Boston Spa in Casanova. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Casanova EMS, Casanova Private Landowners ATV Club, or a charity of choice. The Farber Funeral Home, Reedsburg, is assisting the family. Ronald G. Klang, 68, of Casanova. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Heather and Sylvester Deidelhoff had a daughter, Harper Lynn Jane.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
You're listening to WRCO. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg with an update on weather. We continue to have the warmer than average temperatures that have been pushing up from the south as we're beginning not only through the last couple of days, but that's going to continue as we head into tomorrow as well. But we will have a blast of Arctic air coming in from the northwest as we get closer to the middle of the week, even into Thursday. We're going to be dropping down to the single digits for those days, especially if your overnight lows could be below zero. As we continue heading into tonight, we are looking at an increase in clouds. Temperatures will be dropping just to the low 30s, right around that freezing point, though. Some slick spots could be expected on the road. Heading into Monday, we're going to have a mix of sun and cloud. Winds are going to be a bit on the breezy side, especially in the afternoon. We're looking at gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Highs are expected to be in the mid to upper 40s. For Monday night, we're looking at increasing clouds and cooler temperatures are going to start to settle in for the area, lows dropping to the low 20s. And for Tuesday, we're expecting partly cloudy skies and a few isolated flurries could pop up around the area. We're looking at highs significantly cooler. We're looking at only mid to upper 20s. Wednesday, mostly cloudy and colder temperatures once again. 20% chance of scattered snow showers with expecting a light dusting in the area. Highs in the upper teens to low 20s. Thursday, mostly sunny, and it's going to be our coldest day of the week. We are looking at highs only in the single digits and low teens. Friday, mostly cloudy and a 20% chance of light snow. Possible with a little bit of a wintry mix by the late afternoon. We're looking at highs hitting the mid-20s. And then as we get into next week and Saturday, ahead of a low pressure system, we're going to have scattered wintry mix. It's going to start off at snow and then change over to rain. We're looking at highs hitting the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradbury for WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it is partly cloudy and 44 degrees after a daytime high of 53 and a morning low of 26. Yesterday's high was 49 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 2023 is 55 degrees, so we came 2 degrees short of reaching that tying that record high today. And the record low set back in 1976 is 12 below. Last year's high was 55 and a low of 38. Sunset took place tonight at 4:26 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:22. The winds are out of the west at 4 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.60, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 44 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Heartland Christmas Trees thanks you for your continued support. Look for their holiday season retail outlets throughout the area. Heenick Printing offers high-speed digital color copies at the most competitive price and high-quality commercial printing and design. Inspired Innovations, love your look with a manicure and pedicure and the latest in hair services, or relax and rejuvenate with a massage.
And heard earlier on WRCE 107.7 and AM 14, as well as on WRCE.FM and on the Civic Media app, the Wisconsin Badgers women's basketball team took on the Rutgers Scarlet Knights at the Kohl Center. And Wisconsin, the game was back and forth and back and forth, and Wisconsin came away with the victory by a score of 66-64. And so Wisconsin's record improves to 8-2 on the season. Also, other women's scores in the Big Ten that were played today. Michigan beat Northwestern, 23rd ranked Michigan beat Northwestern 60-54. It was number 25 Nebraska beating Minnesota 84-65. And as I mentioned, Wisconsin beat Rutgers 66-64. In men's Big Ten basketball action today, number 8 Purdue beat Maryland by a score of 83-78. Elsewhere in the top 10 in men's basketball, number 16 Memphis beat Arkansas State by a score of 6. No, actually, that's the other way around. Arkansas State upset number 16 Memphis 75-60. And also going on today, the other finals that went on, that happened, number 1 Kansas got upset by Missouri by a score of 76-67, and Auburn beat Richmond, the number 2 ranked Auburn Tigers. They beat Richmond by a score of 98-54. It was number 8, Purdue, as I just mentioned, over Maryland, 83-78. Number 24, Cincinnati, beat Howard, 84-67. And Texas A&M, the 22nd ranked team in the country, beat Texas Tech by a score of 72-67. And I'll go back to that other score that I mentioned first. Memphis and Arkansas State, they were still playing. They were in the second half, and the score with 6 minutes left in the second half was Arkansas State leading Memphis by a score of 75-60. Shortstop Willie Adames has agreed to a $182 million 7-year contract with San Francisco, providing the Giants with a power-hitting shortstop in the prime of his career, according to a person familiar with the negotiations. The person spoke to the Associated Press yesterday on conditions of anonymity because the agreement was pending a physical. ESPN first reported the move. Adames' deal is the richest in franchise history, according to MLB.com, topping a $167 million 8-year extension for Buster Posey signed in 2013. The 29-year-old Adames is coming off his best offensive season in the big leagues after hitting .251 with a career-high 32 homers and 112 RBIs with the Milwaukee Brewers. SMU captured the last open spot in the 12-team college football playoff, bumping Alabama to land in a bracket that placed undefeated Oregon at number 1. The selection committee preferred the Mustangs, losers of a heartbreaker in the Atlantic Coast Conference title game, who had a far less difficult schedule than Alabama of the SEC, but one fewer loss. The first-of-its-kind 12-team bracket marks a new era for college football, though the Alabama-SMU debate made clear there was no perfect formula. The tournament starts December 20th through the 21st with 4 first-round games. It concludes on January 20th with the national title game in Atlanta. And those first-round games that'll be taking place on December 20th through the 21st include Clemson, the number 12-seeded team, taking on number 5, Texas. And then Arizona State will get a bye. So the winner of that game between Clemson and Texas will take on Arizona State on January 1st. And that will be played in the Peach Bowl. Then Tennessee, the number 9th ranked team, will be taking on number 8 seed Ohio State. And the winner of that contest will be taking on Oregon, who received a bye. They're the number 1 seeded team, the number 1 team in the country. That'll be played at the Rose Bowl on January 1st. Also, SMU, the 11th seeded team, will be taking on number 6 Penn State. And the winner of that game will play in the Fiesta Bowl and will take on number 3 Boise State. And that will be played on New Year's Eve. And then number 10 Indiana will be taking on number 7 Notre Dame. And the winner of that game will take on Georgia, the number 2 seed, at the Sugar Bowl on New Year's Day. So once again, the Peach Bowl will be played on New Year's Day, as well as the Rose Bowl, and the Fiesta Bowl will be played on New Year's Eve, and the Sugar Bowl played on New Year's Day. And the champions, the ones that make it to the finals, will be playing for the championship on January 20th. Sam Darnold threw for 347 yards and 5 touchdowns, both career highs, and the Minnesota Vikings pulled away from Kirk Cousins and the Atlanta Falcons by a score of 42-21 for their 6th straight victory. Darnold added another highlight to his brilliant first season with the Vikings following Cousins' departure in free agency to Atlanta with a 22-for-28 performance and no turnover-worthy plays despite heavy first-half pressure. Jordan Addison had 8 catches for 133 yards and 3 touchdowns, and Justin Jefferson racked up 7 receptions for 132 yards and 2 touchdowns. Cousins threw 2 more interceptions without a touchdown in his return to Minnesota. Elsewhere in the NFL today, of course, the Packers and Lions both played on Thursday, so they did not play today. The Steelers beat the Browns by a score of 27-14. It was the Saints over the Giants, 14-11. The Dolphins beat the Jets 32-26. The Jaguars defeated the Titans 10-6. It was the Eagles over the Panthers 22-16. And the Buccaneers beat the Raiders 28-13. Games that are still being played, it's in the fourth quarter with 12 minutes and 53 seconds left, and the Seahawks are leading the Cardinals. In the third quarter with 2:36 left, it's the 49ers beating the Bears 24-6. And in the third quarter with 2:25 left, the Rams are beating the Bills by a score of 31-14. Later on tonight in Sunday Night Football, it'll be the Chargers at the Chiefs. And tomorrow night on Monday Night Football, the Cowboys will be hosting the Bengals. A small plane circled MetLife Stadium roughly 90 minutes before New York was to play host to the New Orleans Saints today, asking Giants owner John Mara to overhaul the team that has made the playoffs twice since winning the Super Bowl in February of 2012. "Mr. Mara, enough. Please fix the dumpster fire," the message read as it was towed behind the rear of a small plane. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thede.
Simpson's Tractor has served this area since 1920. Farmers, contractors, and municipalities benefit from the quality service of Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center with New Holland, Gale, and Meyer Equipment. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service since 1881. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. City Utilities Richland Center is proud that this has been a public utilities community since 1880. City Utilities provides city residents, businesses, and industry quality reliable service at the lowest possible cost. The Richland Center High School athletic boosters are anxious to see that every student gets a chance to be his or her best. Your support of the Richland Center High School athletic boosters helps make it happen.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
The Richland County Performing Arts Council presents Maggie May's Country Christmas Concert, December 15th at the Richland Center City Auditorium.
It's Christmas time and I can't wait.
Join us for an afternoon of festive fun at Maggie May's Country Christmas Concert. Let's celebrate the season together with some toe-tapping tunes and some great holiday classics. See you there! Get your tickets at eventbrite.com or rcpac.org for Maggie May's Country Christmas Concert at the Richland Center City Auditorium.
WRCO 100.9.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows some holly and some mistletoe. Well, they help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all the glow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. lots of toys and goodies in his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
She was pouring shots of rum, told me that her cousin just turned 21. She took my hand and said, "We're dancing," when they played her favorite song. We didn't stop till everybody else was gone. "I'm gonna change your name, but she don't know it yet. She's what I've been praying someday God would send. I ain't never been the same since we first met. I'm gonna marry that girl. I'm gonna marry that girl." My best friend's tired of hearing me talk about her smile. He says, "You've only known her for a little while." My mama keeps on saying, "I better take it slow." I just say I will, but I already know. "I'm gonna change your name, but she don't know it yet. She's what I've been praying someday God would send. I ain't never been the same since we first met. I'm gonna marry that girl. I'm gonna marry that girl. I'll pick the perfect ring. I'll pick the perfect time. Ask her if she'll have me for the rest of my life." "I'm gonna change her name, but she don't know it. Someday God would send. been the same since we first met. I'm gonna marry that girl. I'm gonna marry that girl. I'm gonna change her name. I'm gonna buy that ring. I'm gonna marry that girl. I'm gonna marry that girl.
You. letters come and then they go. And we watch the melting snow. Sure, summer follows spring. All the things you do give me a reason to build my world around you.
World around you.
Some men follow rainbows, I am told. Some men search for silver, some for gold. But I found my treasures in your soul. Oh, honey, yeah. And all I ever need is you. Without love, I'd never find a way. Through ups and downs of every single day. And I won't sleep at night until you say, honey, all I ever need is you. La 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 la. The love you give me keeps me hanging on.
Was the duet of Kenny Rogers and Dottie West with All I Ever Need Is You. They always did some great music together as a duet, so I was glad to bring that to you. And you may hear artists like Dottie and Kenny on Old Country tonight. Bo Hendricks will be bringing you some great classic country music for your entertainment. So if you like classic country music, and if you're not even familiar with it and you want to listen, which I know you'll really enjoy it, you can listen to Old Country from 6 until midnight right here on WRCO 100.9 on WRCO.com. And you can take Bo on the go and listen on the Civic Media app.
Hard to believe that Christmas is only a couple of weeks away, right? But there's still plenty of time to find incredible gift deals because Macy's Friends and Family Sale is happening now. What does that mean? It means when you use your coupon or Macy's card, you can take an extra 30% off, just like friends and family can. That's 30% off the best holiday gifts, 30% off the best designer brands, 30% off what's trending right now. It's just this week, it's just what you were looking for, and it's only at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Why should you join Simon's Recreation Complex? It's not about their modern equipment or great exercise classes or even the comfy swimming pool. It's about how you can get the best out of your 50-plus body now and for the rest of your life. If you think taking part in the programs offered at Simon's Recreation Complex would be just for young people, it's time to rethink that notion. As we get older, it's more important than ever to keep moving. For people who are not active, even a small amount of exercise can have healthy benefits. And if you're already healthy, staying active helps you build extra muscle, reserve, and flexibility to recover more quickly if you do get sick. Exercise is not only for your body, it can also be beneficial for your brain. Exercise has been shown to decrease depression and anxiety as well as improve and preserve awareness. Stop by Simon's Recreation Complex at 1250 Simon Circle in Richland Center, or call them at 647-8522. You can also visit simonsrec.com to see how they can help you retain your quality of life.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Wilkinson Auctions huge equipment consignment auction Thursday, December 12th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. This equipment auction features two farm lines and tons of quality equipment, including tractors, planting and tillage equipment, trucks, trailers, ATVs, skid loaders, dozers, and cattle equipment. This is a live auction with online bidding available. The December Equipment Consignment Auction, Thursday, December 12th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info at wilkinsonauctions.com.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Scavenger hunts. Going from place to place, hunting, searching, scratching your head in frustration. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and we think that purchasing insurance shouldn't be a scavenger hunt. Get all the hints you need and a free quote. You can find us at richardsinsure.com.
She's so low maintenance. Don't need no champagne, popping entertainment. Take her to Wendy's, can't keep her off me. She wanna dip me like them fries in a frosty. But every now and then when I get paid, I gotta spoil my baby with an upgrade. Yeah, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night. Got that bourbon street steak with the Oreo shake and some whipped cream on the top too. Two straws, one check, girl, I got you. Bougie like Natty in the styrofoam. Squeaky squeaking in the truck bed all the way home. Some Alabama jammer, she my Dixieland delight. That's how we do, fancy like. Don't need no mansion to get romance. She's super fine, double wide, slow dancing. But every now and then when I get paid, I gotta spoil my baby with an upgrade. Yeah, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night. Got that bourbon street steak with the Oreo shake and some whipped cream on the top too. Two straws, one check, girl, I got you. Bougie like Natty in the styrofoam. Squeaking in the truck bed all the way home. Alabama jammer, she my Dixieland delight. That's how we do, fancy like my new clean blue jeans without the holes in them. Country kisses on my lips without the skull in them. Yeah, she probably gonna be keeping some Victoria's Secrets. Maybe little Maybelline, but she don't need it. In the kitchen light, radio slows down. Box winding her up, Duke goes down. Ay, yeah, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night. Got that Bourbon Street steak with the Oreo shake and some whipped cream on the top too. Two straws, one check, girl, I got you. Bougie like Natty in the styrofoam. Squeaky squeaking in the truck bed all the way home. So Alabama jammer, she my Dixieland delight. That's how we do, fancy like.
Christmas treasures on WRCO Radio are a gift to you and your family from the WCCU Credit Union and Joan Chevrolet.
From the smallest towns to the busiest cities, Christmas brings joy to every corner of our world. Let's fill this season with laughter, love, and light, because Christmas is for everyone, everywhere.
The Jones family sincerely thanks you for your business. It's the wish of everyone here at Jones Chevrolet and Napa Auto and Truck Parts that each and every one of you has a wonderful holiday season with family and friends. Jones Chevrolet and Napa are committed to quality, service, and savings to Southwest Wisconsin now and in the new year. We look forward to seeing you soon. Merry Christmas from Jones Chevrolet and Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center and Boscobel.
Christmas is Jesus and people and...
They say the best gifts come from the heart. This Christmas, let your giving reflect the love you feel. Whether it's a warm hug, a handwritten card, or a kind word, treasure the joy that only giving can bring. Merry Christmas from all of us to you.
Get into the holiday spirit with WCCU Credit Union as we celebrate the season of giving. Shop your local businesses, donate to area food pantries, and support organizations who collect toys to bring joy to many. Also, join WCCU by wearing red on Fridays to remember everyone deployed and contribute to our care packages for local troops. From all of us at WCCU, best wishes for a safe and joyous holiday season.
Christmas Treasures, celebrating the real reason for the season, are sponsored on WRCO Radio by Jones Chevrolet and the WCCU Credit Union.
Christmas is Jesus and people and things. Christmas is something the whole world can sing. Christmas is finding your enemies and friends and starting all over again. Up in the air there are reindeer and sleighs. Down on the ground there are 12 Christmas days. Christmas is there in your heart where it lives, and that's what Christmas is. Christmas is doing the best that you can. People who know Christmas will understand. Christmas is all in your heart, it's a fact. And that's where Christmas is at. Up in the air there are reindeer and sleighs. Down on the ground there are 12 Christmas days. Christmas is there in your heart where it lives. That's what Christmas is. Christmas is giving and living in love. Christmas is praising the powers above. Show me a smile and a heart that is true. Oh, have I got a Christmas for you.
That was Tom T. Hall bringing in the Christmas spirit with Christmas Is. Well, it's time for me to call it an evening, and thank you for making WRCO a part of your evening and day as well. I was glad you could hang out with me. I will be back again tomorrow. I will be on, actually, in the morning. I'll be doing the news at noon, filling in for Joanne Krulot, so I'll be back then. And be sure to tune in tomorrow morning for the Light and Milk House show with Phil Nee. And Phil will be on with some great entertainment and information like he usually does every day. So be sure to tune in that tomorrow morning. And be sure to keep it tuned right here to WRC 100.9 for Old Country, coming up at 6 and running until midnight right here on WRCO 100.9 FM. And it's time to hit the road, so we're going to play Willie Nelson and On the Road Again. Thanks, everybody. Have a great night, and I will talk to you tomorrow. And please, stay safe.
One, two, three, four.
On the road again.
just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Like a band of gypsies, we go down the highway. We're the best of friends, insisting that the world keep turning our way. And our way is on the road again. I just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends.